Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Mem Hey, Pesachim 45. Today's Daf Yomi, Gemara cites a brisa, the following brisa says, Hapas she'ipsha, let's say you have bread that was moldy, chayev levayar, you're obligated to destroy the chametz, even though a person is not can't eat it, it's moldy bread. And the reason why you're obligated to destroy it is mipnei sheroi l'shochaka, because you're capable of doing with that moldy bread is you can crumble it up, and then you can use it as a starter dough, basically, to cause other doughs to ferment. And basically, that's what they would do. They would put this moldy pieces of dough into other doughs in order to cause it to rise. And so then it's going to be like the sourdough that the Torah prohibits, even though it's not capable of eating. And the reason is because it could make other things themselves chametz. And this follows the position of what it states in the Mechilta and to Parshas Bo, that from the fact that it states in the verse, Ki kol ochel chametz, we learn from here that a person will be liable for karis, for chametz that is edible, even though it cannot make other things chametz itself. And from that which it says, kol ochel machmetzes, we learn according to the Mechilta that you're liable for karis for the sourdough, which is able to make other things ferment, even though it itself is not capable or within the realm of being edible. And so even though by other prohibitions, anything that is not capable to be eaten is going to be permitted, with respect to chametz, that we were stricter. Then that's how Rabbeinu David explains it. So back to our Gemara, we said in the Braisa that since you could grind up this moldy dough and use it as a starter to make other things ferment, it's going to be prohibited. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, "Bamedvar mamurim, when do we say that you're obligated to destroy it? B'mekuyemes la'achila, by bread that you're keeping around in order to eat it for some reason, either for to create food or to eat it for a dog. However, kofas so'or she'yichta li'yeshiva, but let's say you have this clump of this moldy bread that you set aside just for sitting on it, basically using it as like a chair, batla, then it's not going to fit within the rubric of chametz, and you're not going to be liable on Pesach because of this sourdough, because of this the fact that it's chametz. And even though it's still possible, capable of eating, because if it would not be capable of eating, there would not even be food. Nevertheless, you're still going to be liable. Nevertheless, under those circumstances, we're going to still say it's batal, that it's nullified. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. And so this idea of a chair that was made out of chametz is nullified is something that the poskim discuss. And the Gemara, this idea of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that the moldy bread, meaning to say it's not edible by a human, but it's edible by a dog, that you're obligated to destroy because you could use it as a starter, but the kofas or that you're sitting on, you're not liable. So the Achronim discuss in this context with respect to chametz that was mixed with poison in order to with respect to chametz that became not edible anymore, what is your liability? So the Stechem discusses, let's say you want to have chametz that you add poison to in order to trap mice. Is that going to be prohibited? And so the Stechem writes about one person that he prepared before Pesach. He had some flour and he mixed within it poison and water in order to use it as a mice trap and a mouse trap. And so therefore you have there an olive-sized portion of chametz and you forgot to nullify before Pesach. And this was a discussion amongst the Achronim. And so he writes it was asked the question of the Evan Shasiya, and he writes that one of the people there wanted to say that you're not obligated to destroy it because it's no longer edible by a dog because you put the poison in it. And even if the food itself, the chametz itself, is edible, since now that you mix it in, it's no longer edible, it's going to also be considered like it's not edible for a dog and it's no longer going to be prohibited. Like the Rambam writes with respect to other prohibitions that they got mixed in something bitter. And certainly in this case where it's dangerous to eat. And however, even though that was what one of the people wanted to say, the Evan Shasiya says, no, not like that, because that only if the bread in it would have broken down, would we say it's no longer prohibited? But now that it's a mixture, that the food itself is not prohibited. In fact, we just the opposite. We want to put it in there so that the mouse will want to eat it. So that shows it's not, it is edible. It's just that the poison is going to kill the mouse. So for that reasoning is not going to be acceptable. However, then the Evan Shasia quotes our Gemara, and he quotes another reason based upon our sugya, which says that if we have this dough that was designated for sitting, then you're not obligated to destroy it. And that proves that even though it would be edible because you could just remove the parts that make it a chair and then you would be liable for caries, nevertheless, you're not obligated to destroy it. And the reason is because since it's designated for sitting, it's like a tree or like a piece of wood. And so therefore, since we say that generally speaking, just by destroying the chametz in our heart, it's going to be sufficient to nullify it, then clearly by sitting on it, that is indeed the nullification. And so therefore, the chametz in it is not required to be destroyed. And so therefore, it's possible to say, according to this one theory, that by adding the poison, it's like turning it into an instrument, and therefore it would not be required to destroy it.